Bravo's Top Chef is done. Local Chef among the finalists.
Congratulations on making it to the finale of Top Chef.
And Milwaukee Chef Dan Jacobs, one of three finalists on Bravo's Top Chef series, filmed largely in Wisconsin, much of it in Milwaukee this season. The Dan Now Celebrity Chef. If you don't want to know what happened, I already got one complaint. You don't want to know what happened. We're about to, well, you're probably going to gather what happened based on this local reaction to the finale, which aired Wednesday night.
A little disheartened. I mean, it looked like Dan really had it. Watching that episode, it seemed like all the stars were aligning for him.
I'm disappointed because I thought that they had little criticism for Dan from Dan, and they had a lot of criticism for the other chefs.
Don't let yourself go.
It was heartbreaking. Did not see Dan Jacobs win.
What would you say to Dan Jacobs if you could?
I love you. I will always continue to go to your restaurant, and I'm so proud of you.
What would you say to Dan Jacobs if he sees you right now?
Make me some food, bro.
Which he certainly can do. He's not dead. He just didn't win. Locally, fans of the show, you heard him reacting at a watch party for that final episode. Zocalo Food Park in Walker's Point, WTMJ's Sandy Max was there interviewing folks, and it was such an amazing run. We'll get to all the good, but first, Sandy, obviously disappointment that Chef Dan didn't pull it off, that he was not crowned Wednesday night, and I have to label myself, along with those folks, surprised.
I would say it wasn't just a Homer vibe either. This was one of those, the way they edited the show, remember, the way they edited the show. But everybody, Emeril Lagasse was one of the guest judges. Everybody, he's just beloved and venerated. So when he shows up and bam, you know, everybody's excited, but he's one of the guest judges. And all of them had said, wow, if he goes back for a second bite, like that's high praise. He was saying, I'm going in for more. This was perfectly cooked fish. Like all of these compliments balanced. People said literally they loved it about certain dishes. So he really only got one critique, and that was on his tuna tartare, that the texture of the grapefruit was identical to the texture of the tuna in his tartare. And according to Kristen Kish, those textures should never mimic each other.
Yeah, I wouldn't even touch that.
That's when you get to the gourmet language. But that was really the only criticism, where the other two competitors, the chef testants, needed salt. You didn't get your pasta right. Like, so it was like, all right, you know, we're like waving them in. We got the orange lights. Come on in. So when it was like, and it's not Chef Dan, I'm convinced that the chef who won, spoiler alert, Chef Danny Garcia, the challenge was make the four course meal of your life. So either the best one of your life or maybe that represents your life.
Okay.
So Chef Danny created a dessert that was meaningful to him, but that evoked these memories in the judges. They're like, I've never even had this dessert, but I can see why you would enjoy eating it with your father. So it's that emotional connection to food.
Oh, man, I don't care about that.
But I'm telling you,
no Ratatouille stuff. Come on.
What your story is.
But if that's your last bite, and I think that that's the magic of food that brings people together, I think that was what tipped it in Chef Danny's favor instead of Chef Dan. But he really made us proud.
And no one should feel sorry for him. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but like seriously though, he's in great shape. This is all but good.
This is a life-changing event for him. And as you heard in the Everybody Hurts montage, it was fun to talk to some people. One guy was really like, he's going to crush it. I want him to go to Top Chef All-Stars. Like this opens all new gateways for him to be seen on TV, to start other businesses, to help other people start businesses. Like, this is wonderful. And the eyes of the culinary world have been on Milwaukee, Madison, Oconomowoc, you know, all of Wisconsin these 14 weeks. And now he's going to go back to Dan. He's got Esther Ev that just opened. He's at Summerfest for the first time this year. So more people will discover his food.
See, that's the part that I think is so exciting, is the idea of being able to have more opportunities, because it is such a hard industry to get into. It's such a hard industry to be successful in. And now it looks like he'll have plenty of runway to try all kinds of different stuff.
And as difficult as it is to get in and as tough as the restaurant business is, that's another thing we've learned through this course of Top Chef, is how much of a community we have. And that all the chefs that you saw popping up on Top Chef, whether it's Gregory Leone from Amelinda or Kyle Canal from Birch, like all of these chefs have either worked together or are supporting each other or complementing each other's flavors. And so it's that's inspiring as well. So that's going to give him even more influence and power in that way to build the culinary community.
I think the other thing that it does for all of us is it elevates the food scene here in Milwaukee. It elevates our culture and people's interpretation of that throughout the country. We heard in the intro that I would always play from Top Chef, you know, well, we know it's Milwaukee. There's going to be a lot of beer, a lot of brats, a lot of this,
cheese,
you know,
cheese,
like, cheese, you know, like. And we showed the whole rest of the country, yeah, cool, and we'll lean into that.
Hey, we'll boil a fish, too.
Right. But we got a lot more going on here than just that.
Agreed, including indigenous foods and Frank Lloyd Wright architecture. I think it really was an eye-opening look at our state and a beautiful, beautiful video montage of it for 12 of these 14 weeks. Because they were on the cruise ship the last year.
Yeah, tonight at Summerfest on your show, you'll be out there live.
And I'm telling you, Chef Dan's got to be there. He's opening his restaurant today at Summerfest. So I think I'll stalk around there, maybe see if I can grab him by the elbow and drag him over to our booth. Nice.
Well, appreciate your help through this season, walking us through each and every step.
Truly a pleasure.
All right, see you at Summerfest tonight. It's 8:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
I think it's actually huge. I think it's going to change the way our chef testants play the game.
When I say win, you say Wisconsin. Win! Wisconsin! Woo!